we had an initially live stranded adult sperm whale. A stranding is basically anything out of habitat. It doesn't have to be on the shore. But we had a deep water species sperm whale come very close to shore, strand a couple of times on some sandbars, and then float back off with the tide. And generally a very ill animal. We followed it around for about a day and a half, waiting for it to lose some of its energy or deteriorate some more so we could get closer and administer some sedatives and then some euthanasia solution. We were able, on the second day, we had a colleague from the National Marine Fisheries Service, from NOAA, come down with this special gun and administer sedatives from a distance, and then the animal was euthanized. We had it towed to a nearby beach in Fort DeSoto, then we got the large crew together and proceeded to do a necropsy, which is a non-human autopsy. The very preliminary findings were some adrenal lesions. It looked like some tumors, as well as some possible gastrointestinal lesions in the intestinal tract. The animal was clearly impaired, sort of a chronic impairment. We're not sure at the moment what exactly caused that. We're going to have to wait for some of the laboratory results.
About how long would those take? I heard yesterday someone said maybe in the order of weeks or months. Is that true?
Some of the results, yes, can take up to months. It depends. The earlier results that we get back, for example, histology, which is the tissues that are put on slides, those can sometimes be processed more rapidly, and if those have conclusive results, then we don't have to wait for the other results. Biotoxin and histology oftentimes can be done a little faster. So we hope that within a few weeks we'll have a good idea.
And how long did the necropsy take?
Well, due to deteriorating conditions, we didn't get everything we would like to do on him. But we cleared the beach at about 8 o'clock, I believe. We started around 2:30 or so. So it was about 6 hours.